Blog Talk Radio.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy.
Good morning, Southern California sports fans, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Backstretch Chatter. Good morning. I am Eddie the Hat. I will be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you for tuning in, whether it be live or archived. And as of course you know, we are always here every Thursday morning from 7:30 a.m. until 8 a.m. And if you're joining us this morning out there and or stumbled upon us in our archive files, we're brought to you each and every week by horseracing-selections.com. And we hope that you take advantage of our winning plays each and every day. Folks, all you need to do to get those free plays, whether or not you sign up to one of our packages or if you join us just simply to get freebies, that's fine. All you need to do is log on to the site. Once again, horseracing-selections.com. Go to the page, the homepage, page one, right out there. No registration required. No email, no phone number, or if you want to just follow us on Twitter, you can do that as well. Type in horse racing pick, and we'll get that free play sent out to you that morning. Very simple. We hope that you've been taking advantage of that. All right, we got a lot to cover this morning, so let's get to it. And we're going to try to talk a little bit, of course, today, opening day at Del Mar. And we got a lot on the docket, so let's get going. First off, I want to congratulate Los Alamitos for a very successful meeting. Now, I know a lot of folks out there, like myself, hey, 8 days? What in God's name is an 8-day meeting? Well, I know it's not enough days, and it's not enough time to get a handle, to grasp what's going on, but we need to continue to show support for Los Alamitos. They've been very good to the horsemen down here with stabling situations, and folks, they're actually were up 12.7%, the all sources handle, and that's nothing to sneeze at. So people are accepting Los Alamitos, and let's just hope that they can continue and get some better race dates next season, because Lord knows it's just worthy of it with what they've done and the assistance that they've provided. All right, Los Al meeting, 8 days. Yeah, I know. Let's not keep dwelling on that, but let's get to the final jockey and trainer standings. And we had a rarity. We had a 4-way tie: Edwin Maldonado, Mario Gutierrez, Fernando Perez, and Santiago Gonzalez, all with 6 wins. They are going to hold the trophy 4 different ways, and not often that we have a 4-way tie in the jockey standings. But, hey, congratulations to the guys. Well-deserved. writing title to those four guys. Doug O'Neill took the trainer standings with 5 wins, and then we had Pete Miller, Bob Baffert tied with 4, and then a plethora of 2 guys tied with 2. So congratulations to everybody who just had their name mentioned on a successful LaSalle meeting. I'd like to introduce at this time, folks, a youngster from Northern California with a very promising resume, and he's going to be with us starting full-time next week. He's with us right now in the studio here, and his name is Josh Hanna. And Josh, how are you this morning?
Good. How you doing, Eddie?
Good, thank you. Josh, we're going to get to you in just a second. I wanted to let everybody know first off that you are definitely with us, and make sure that you haven't fallen asleep listening to me babble and all that good stuff. And let's just mention real quick, so that we don't throw people a curveball, the feature races this past weekend at LaSalle, and there were a couple races of note. The first one on Saturday was the Great Lady M. This was a Grade 2, $200,000 race, and this was taken by the filly. The only 3-year-old in the race, Fantastic Style, came home for Bob Baffert under Rafael Bejarano and paid $7. Congratulations to her connections. And perhaps a more notable race was the Summer Juvenile Championship, and that was run on Sunday, and that was taken by Swipe by the DeSormo brothers, and Swipe returned $7.08. And this was a 2-year-old race, very impressive win here. And so certainly we need to follow her down the road as she continues to develop. All right, Josh, we're going to talk a little bit about you and about the role that you're going to be playing with us the upcoming weeks. And you're going to be covering Northern California for us. And folks, Josh comes from a racing background, like a lot of us do. Some of us get to the home plate a little bit differently than others, but usually it begins at a very young age, and there's a mentor or somebody that has led the individual to horse racing. So, Josh, what's your story? How did you get involved in all this?
I got involved. My dad was a jockey for 18 years. So, actually, I never got to see my dad ride, but my older brother did. But he was a trainer, too, at Bay Meadows when I was about 6 years old. And I would go to the track with him every morning at Bay Meadows and help him train and kitchen there and study the form at about the age of 6. So ever since then, I really just followed the passion of horse racing and just really got into it.
Now, when did you realize that this was something that you needed to pursue, or that you thought, hey, this is pretty cool. This is something that I wanna stay involved in. I mean, how far back can you remember?
I can remember when the first horse we ran at Bay Meadows, the horse won for fun. I can't remember the name of the horse, but the horse won, and ever since then, get my picture taken in the winner's circle. I was 6 at the time, and I bet like $20 on the horse. And
you were 6 just, and you bet $20.
It was just something. Yeah, it was really cool. So,
yeah, yeah. Kind of like Gus Headley, Bruce's son, owning Bertrando. And I think I think when Daddy Bruce signed the horse over to his son, I think Gus was a preteen. I think he was like 11 or 12 years old, and here the kid owns a maybe just shy of a millionaire racehorse. So, and then of course Joey Scott, we had Jesse Sanchez, her son, basically was raised on the backside here at Santa Anita. So it's interesting how everybody gets their start. I wasn't involved too much with the racing business aspect of it. I had an older brother who's a turf rider, and my father brought me to the track when I was a kid. And I think I told you, Josh, basically what I did was I worked after school cutting lawns, and then I'd bring my profits out to the track on the weekends and gamble with it, and got the bug very, very early, in my life. But that's usually how how people get started. Now, your dad was a jockey. And was his first name?
Mark Hanna.
Okay. Yeah, I remember. I know you and I have been chatting for a while off and on and online, and I know that you're very familiar, you're very youthful. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay. 18 years old, but you're probably in the horse racing life, kind of like the canines and the cats. You're probably in your mid-40s.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing, but I'll take it.
You know what? I'll tell you. It's growing up at the track and gambling and following the horses can age you very, very quickly. And I think you probably will agree with that. I know your dad will. It's a lifestyle that a lot of people can't handle. And, with clients and stuff and friends that I have, you can get the bug, but you can also not have it stick with you that much because, you either don't have the stomach for it or you're just not real successful with it. But, it's a tough game, as you well know. And what was it like having a jockey, for your dad? Having to get up at the crack of dawn, and people think there's a lot of glamour to that, but it's a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah, it's definitely hands down, I think, the hardest profession you can do. 7 days a week, waking up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, going and working 12 horses. Not only that, Thursday through Sunday, you got to ride maybe 4 or 5 head. So, it's a lot of work.
What a lot of these people don't realize, fans and stuff, and, I'm mostly up in the press box when I'm out, but sometimes I like to go down and look at the horses and see them up close in the flesh. Some of the comments and some of the stuff that I hear from casual fans is funny. And I don't say that in a negative way, but people don't understand that a jockey not only has to, and this goes for a trainer too, not only has to get up at 3:30 in the morning, but they don't go home in the afternoon. They have to stay out at the track. Jockeys sit in the jock room and they wait for opportunities to come along if they don't have mounts. And then, the trainers are marketing their product. And when I say that, they're looking for future claims. They're out there, to chat with people that may have money to invest in the horse racing game. And then you got to go home at night And I don't know, now, did your dad struggle with weight or anything? Did he have that?
Oh, yeah. He struggled with weight a lot. I mean, not too much. Most jockeys, they'll eat a really big dinner and then they'll just flip it. But that's a really unhealthy,
yeah,
healthy way to do it.
Right.
But,
right. You know, so you got to, you got to deal with that. So it's not a, and you know, the funny thing, you know, being involved in sports gambling and handicapping is people don't understand that there's not a disabled list for jockeys. If they're not riding, they're not making money. So it's a very tough knuckles type of profession to be in. And, you know, you can't go to the manager and say, hey, I need to be on the 15 or the 30-day DL because I pulled my hamstring. You know, they'll just look at you and say, huh? You know?
Yeah, they'll laugh at you.
You know, these guys ride hurt, and it's not an easy game. So, you know, it's something that, you know, needs to be addressed, I think, too. Something, you know, to take care of these guys better. But that will be the topic of another show that we'll have. So, all right, you have anything for us today that you like? I don't want to throw you under the bus too early. You know, today is kind of like, let's talk about you and you know, let everybody get familiar with what you're going to be doing for us. But do you have anything that you like up in Northern California that everybody
yeah,
can get a couple of bucks
I
on?
Got a couple horses.
Okay.
The first horse in the fifth race at Sacramento, going a mile. I like the 8 horse, Houdini's Magic.
Okay.
In line. Just the jockey change from Barrington Harvey to Catalina Martinez.
Okay, so what's his name?
Houdini's Magic.
Okay. Now, he ran, I think he sounds familiar. Has he run down here at down south?
He runs at Golden Gate.
Okay. All right.
That's the horse that I'm gonna give an edge to. I don't see very much speed in the race, so I'm gonna see if this horse can get out clear and just hope for the best.
All right.
I think the 2 horse, John Martin's horse, will be tough to beat. Definitely dropping in class, shipping from Santa Anita, but when the trainer drops the horse from maiden 30 to maiden 5, you know there's not something right. So
there's problems.
I'm gonna take
all
my
right,
chances
what
with
about
that.
What about the second horse?
The eighth race at Sacramento, going 5 furlongs. I like Poker at Seal Rock, the 7
okay.
horse. The reason I like the horse is he needed a race last time out for 12-5. Before that, he hadn't run since October 17th of 2013. So typically when a horse hasn't run for 2 years, it needs to freshen up just like humans do.
Right.
But going 21 and change for 5.5 furlongs last time out was pretty quick. I think this horse will sit right off the pace and just roll. So
okay. All right. Okay, folks. Well, let's see how well you do, kid, because this is what he's going to be doing for us. He's going to be adding to our foray and covering Northern California for us. It's his specialty. Now, you are up there pretty much every day. I mean, at the track every day, or you just follow him real close?
During the Pleasanton meet, I go to Pleasanton every day. But Sacramento, I live like 45 minutes from, so I'll try to go down there a couple days if I can.
Gotcha. Okay.
Otherwise, I'll just watch it on TVG or watch it from a simulcast about 20 minutes from my house.
Okay. All right. All right, well, folks, what we're going to do now is we're going to take our first and only timeout. This is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice. And when we come back, we're going to discuss Del Mar opening day today. A lot of excitement and out there where the turf meets the surf. And, of course, we'll have some free plays for you and get you kicked off out at Del Mar. We're going to be right back, and when we return, we'll have some more free selections for you.
John! Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boys. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
All right, sports fans, horse racing fans everywhere, thank you for tuning in. We're back with Backstretch Chatter. My name is Eddie the Hat. We have Josh Hanna with us this morning, who will be with us this summer, at least. And, Josh, thank you for calling in this morning and sharing some wisdom and some thoughts with us.
No problem.
All right. Now, folks, Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. And this is definitely a meeting that gets everybody hyperventilating. I want to say some things, though, real quick before we get going. I want everybody to realize that Del Mar is a 40-day meeting. In other words, don't feel that you have to come out guns a-blazing today. And I say that because I've heard good, bad, indifferent things about the track. Now, when I say bad things, I don't say that in a negative way. What I've heard is that the track just needs a little bit of work, that it's deep, nothing to be concerned about, that it's not safe and, you know, all this. But when we think of Del Mar, we think of a jet strip type of racetrack. This is a new dirt course. So my advice to everybody that's listening, and of course my advice to clients, has been let's be very conservative for the next couple of days. Don't feel that we have to go out and hammer the exotics and hammer the pick six and just, you know, bet, have fun, but let's use the next 2, 3, 5 days as a learning experience and kind of see how things are playing out. All right, before we get to Josh's pick, let's go to the first race. Okay, now I admit, jumping in here in the first race, let's just say that we may be jumping the gun a little bit because, you know, we don't know how the track's going to be playing. My guess is, folks, if you put a gun to my head, it's going to be deep, it's going to be tiring, and it's going to have a rally-wide bias. This is what I've heard, the general consensus. So keep that in mind if you see a horse that's got a lot of speed. I'm not saying not to bet it, Just kind of back off a little bit and, take a wait-and-see approach attitude. We're going to go here to kick off today with Dress Code as our free play. And this is in the first race. It doesn't get much better than this. This 9-year-old gelding coming from the Ted West barn. He's going to be ridden today by David Flores. Flores knows this horse well. 13 wins from 71 career starts. This guy has got 18 runner-ups, 10 thirds. More importantly, he has run at Del Mar and has won. He is 1-for-6 over the dirt. But this is a new dirt course, so we really can't these stats that we're looking at today, while they are significant, you got to kind of take them with a grain of salt, so to speak, and be cautious. But Dress Code, we think, from what we've heard, should get the right trip. He'll be sitting in the second flight, should be able to make one run, and be able to mow him down late. This is a gutty veteran, and at 9-2 in the morning line, if we get anything close to that, we'll be very happy. All right, Josh, do you like anybody today out at opening day?
Yeah, I like one horse in the fourth at Del Mar. Okay. Texas Riano, the six horse. Carly Dane's horse, Victor Espinoza aboard.
Why do you like him?
I like this horse. Every time the horse runs, he's got a lot of heart. He's going to be closing. He's going to be closing like a freight train. And Carla, she knows how to get horses ready. The last time the horse ran before the last race at Del Mar, July 14th, another horse that also needed a race. I typically like to bet horses that off their layoff. I don't like to bet them the first time they run, but the second time. But the horse was finished third, beaten a length and a half. Before that, three lengths and a quarter.
Right.
But, I mean, just always close to the money. I mean, beating a quarter of a length, beating a half a length, beating a length and a quarter. I just got a feeling this horse is going to roll today, so.
Okay. No arguments from me. I've got this horse picked third, and I think that he will give a good account of himself as well. And we got one email, got a question that was emailed in from a listener named Jimmy. And, Jimmy, if you are listening this morning, thank you. Hopefully you are. He wants to know, Josh, and I'm going to throw this out there. He wants to know if you need to make a quick selection. Is there any horse that you can just look at and say, okay, I'm going to throw a couple of bucks to win in place on a horse, and that figures to give a good account of himself without spending an hour and a half on a race. And the only thing I can tell you is to look at the fourth race today, number 3, Cyrus Alexander. Now, this is kind of a cheater's way of looking at a racehorse or, at a race. But if you ever see a horse that is nominated to the Triple Crown races, if you see that symbol, usually a good sign that at one time the connections thought highly enough of this horse that he may be running in the Triple Crown. Now, Cyrus Alexander certainly fell well short of that goal. But if you're looking for a horse just real quick to put a couple of bucks to win in place on, that's usually a good place to start. All right. Well, Josh, I told you the time would go by very quickly, and it has. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your morning to join us this morning.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. And, folks, Josh is going to be with us every Thursday now covering Northern California. And I'm sure that we'll get some insight from him with some horses down here in Southern California as well. All right. Until next week, good luck today at Del Mar. Good luck this weekend, opening day. And, well, as we say each and every Thursday, good luck with your wagers. And we hope to see you in the cashier's line. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck, everybody.